Welcome to Daring Made, the podcast that revolutionizes the way you think about growing your business and brand. I'm Sasha Fedunchek, your host, a serial entrepreneur, ex-corporate marketing director, and multiple six-figure agency owner. I'm bringing you daring perspectives and deep insights to create an iconic brand and sustainable, profitable business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and equipped with the tools you need to make the impact you've always wanted. We don't just dream big here, we dare bigger. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the Daring Made podcast. I'm so excited to do this episode because I feel like, honestly, I should have done this like 2 months ago, like right at the start of the new year, because y'all, I made some investments last year, some which totally catapulted my business or have helped my business in some way, and some that like I am still regretting a year later. And I'm going to talk about all of it. I'm going to give you all the tea. I'm going to call out especially some of my best investments by name because we don't gatekeep around here, and I want you to have access to all of the great things that I use in my business. So let's just dive right into it. And let's start with the good news. Let's start with the best investments of 2023 for my business. I think that you can apply these investments to pretty much any business that you have. And I've got a long list, but I'm going to get through it quickly here. So definitely take notes. The first best investment is definitely the legal templates by my friend Chandler, who's a lawyer. She owns Lethal Legal, and she has a bundle called the Design for You bundle. I'm not an affiliate. She doesn't even know that I'm talking about this, but I truly, like, I have told her so many times how much this bundle has saved my ass and has just allowed me to move so quickly in my business because she literally gives you every single freaking kind of contract template that you can think of, from your website privacy policy and terms and conditions, to supporting digital products, to inviting podcast guests in, to all the different types of services you might do, specifically as an agency, from social media to consulting to like done for you services, design work. But again, she has so many different templates in there that you don't even have to be an agency owner or in marketing or branding. I think it was around $2,000. And at the time I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I use this. And boy, did I use it. Even for independent contractors, NDAs, non-competes, like stuff that you would literally pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for per contract, she gives you the template that she created. There's typically a video walkthrough that goes with the template, and it has just saved my ass. Like I said, it's not only protected my business, which is key, number one, but it's also allowed me to move quicker. When we decided to have the podcast, when we decided to have digital products, when we needed terms and conditions and things like that, I didn't have to waste time finding something on the internet or finding a lawyer and having someone mock something up for me or create something. Like, I already had it, and it takes literally minutes to customize to your business. So highly, highly recommend. Again, that's shoplethallegal.com. And you will find it under the Designed For You bundle. And I highly recommend it. And I recommend Chandler. She's amazing. I will link her info in the show notes. The next investment I made in 2023, it was like the end of 2023, early 2024. And that is my friend Caitlin from the Creative SEO Coach. She has done a complete SEO rehaul for Daring Made's website. She's also done quite a bit of work for Daring House, for our website there that is relaunching this spring and really, like, really launching this business big time this spring, which is exciting. And I've even partnered with her on some client projects, and I will continue to partner with her because she is an SEO freaking genius. If you need SEO, you better work with her ASAP because I have been on her to raise her prices. But she literally has taught me so much. Like, I thought I understood SEO, but in working with her, going back and forth, going through this process of optimizing our sites and the service she provides, the education she provides, I have learned so much, and I have truly become obsessed with SEO as a key marketing strategy for us in 2024 that I know is going to continue to pay off for truly years to come. So again, you can check her information in the show notes. Love her. Okay, next great investment, which honestly, if I had all the free time in the world, I would spend like 99% of my time on this, and that is ChatGPT. And that is the paid version, the plus version. I think it's like $20 a month. This has been a game changer in so many ways. And I don't mean like robotic, spammy, you know, write this post for me or do this thing for me. You really start to understand how to do things like custom instructions, how to really prompt ChatGPT, how to now create your own GPTs. It can be a freaking game changer for your business, no matter the business you have. Like, we all need support in something, right? Whether that's administrative, whether that's design work, whether that's marketing, whether that's, you know, there's a million different use cases for ChatGPT, obviously. Hundreds and thousands and probably millions of people are using it at this point. And I got the plus version, which allows you to have, it's like I said, $20 a month or so. It allows you to have a lot more access to different plugins and things like that, like browsing the internet, DALL-E, more prompting throughout the day. I don't truly use it daily, but when it comes to, you know, even speeding up copywriting, brainstorming is the number one way I use it. And I do so, again, because I have spent a lot of time learning about custom instructions and prompting. There's a lot of noise out there of like, oh, just feed it this random prompt. And then you get something that sounds super robotic and isn't customized. But I literally treat it like a Slack conversation that I'm having with one of my team members. And like, the best part is that, you know, I can just be really direct. If something that it gives me sucks, I can say that this sucks and do it differently. And obviously its feelings aren't hurt. So for me, definitely a Slavic girl, definitely someone who's like, does not have time to tiptoe over people's emotions all day long. It has been so helpful to have this tool to be able to speed up so much brainstorming, copywriting, strategizing, just again, helping me to move faster. I think the theme with the best investments that you'll see in 2023 is that they have allowed me to move faster in my business. And at the end of the day, as a founder, your time is literally your number one currency. It does matter how much, you know, money you bring in and revenue and all that kind of stuff in your profit, but truly your time is your number one asset. And so the more that I can speed things up and have these great things working for me, whether it's ChatGPT, legal templates, SEO, that frees up my time to think bigger, to lead my team, to clean things up, to, you know, work with clients. And so that is definitely the lesson that I'm going into 2024 with. How can I make sure that the things I invest in are a good use, not just of my money, but of my time? Okay, we've got a couple more on the good, best investments for 2023. Another really great investment, and this was back in December, you guys haven't even seen everything yet that has come out of this, was a photo shoot with my photographer. I call her my photographer because I can't imagine working with anyone else, Sammy Hearn. She came out to Wilmington, North Carolina. I flew her out from Nashville, and we did a whole day shoot for both Daring Made and Daring House. And it is a game changer. I'm actually sitting in my office, which I just redid to have all of these really cool photos from our photo shoot. Like, it's truly art. And when it comes to the Daring House side of things, I have been hyping this for months, but wait till this shit launches. It is so cool. You've never seen a business growth and marketing agency like what you're gonna see with Daring House. And a big reason that I actually feel excited about where the agency is going is because of this photo shoot. And I feel that way every time I work with Sammy. She's so receptive to my crazy creative ideas. She captures all the angles that, like, I could never. I was 7 months pregnant for this photo shoot, and she really pulled it off. You know, we pulled it off collectively as a team to really be able to use these photos timelessly. Even though, of course, I always change my damn hair. Now I have brown hair in these photos and blonde hair, obviously, if you're watching the video podcast. So that's a little bit of a bummer. It's just kind of like annoys the OCD in me. But other than that, working with her is always a blast. I really hope to bring her back out this summer for an even bigger team photo shoot where I'm not 7 months pregnant. I always make a return on investment working with her. And she has a new company called The Social Sphere, where she really doesn't just do, you know, photography. I mean, she gives you tons of video. It is worth every penny. Last couple of things that I want to share with you that were great investment in 2023, really all the programs that we use. And I think this is on our website, daringmade.com/free, where we have all of the programs linked, but it's HoneyBook, Notion, Planoly, Flowdesk, Show It for Websites. It's not just that these programs are so great. What I'm really proud of in 2023 is that I stuck with these damn programs, because oftentimes I feel like, you know, there's all these new things coming out all the time. We want to hop from app to app or program to help us run our business. But I have really stuck with these systems, and that has allowed me, again, to move fast. Because in 2022, I did have my team work on like shifting from HoneyBook to Dumpsado, and should we be on Notion? Should we be on Airtable? Should I use Planoly? Should I use Later? You know, is Flowdesk good enough? Do I need something more robust like ConvertKit? And the reality is, like, if you get some tools to help you in your business, work the tools. Let the tools do the work. Set them up the best you can and stick with them, because the more time that you're spending flip-flopping with anything, right? Whether it's systems, whether it's tools, whether it's team members, whether it's within your marketing, the more time that you're flip-flopping back and forth, the harder it is for you to grow. I mean, everybody says this, right? The creme de la creme of the most successful entrepreneurs and business owners say that the number one ingredient to success is consistency. So I'm very proud of the consistency that I have shown in using these programs. And if you want to check them out, also save some money, because there are some links to these programs to get like different money off, like try Flowdesk for 50% off and a free month of Showit and money off of HoneyBook and things like that, then do go check out daringmade.com/free, which again, we will also link in the show notes. The final best investment I made in 2023, this actually, I feel like this is a long story, so I'm not going to tell the whole story right now, but it is really the investment I made personally into tuning into myself more. And this really happened actually after I got pregnant, which was like devastating to me at the time. It wasn't planned. It was just really scary. I mean, we've had a lot of ups and downs in my personal life and even in the business over the last couple of years. And I was just starting to feel settled. So when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, oh my gosh, another thing. Okay. But what it really forced me to do was, and what I feel like I'm on this journey now, I'm going to save this for another podcast, is really tuning more into myself and starting to kind of release the chains of this like hustle, masculine energy, go, 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 you know, stop at nothing, don't take time off. I have really slowed down, which I know for some people is hard to believe, because I hear all the time, like, how do you do it all? You're pregnant, you're redoing your house, you have the podcast, you have the, you know, Shop a Daring line, you have the agency. But y'all, like, I literally don't even work 30 hours a week. And we're still doing really, really great. And I think that the big reason is the things that I am doing, I'm being really intentional about. I'm being really strategic. I'm slowing down when I need to slow down. I don't shame myself. And I'm really leaning into more of that feminine energy. Like, I can feel it when I'm having like a week. Usually, you know, it's a couple of days if I'm like really in the masculine, I'm really stressed, I'm really trying to like crank this stuff out, and I just resent everyone and everything around me, you know, my husband, myself, my work. It just feels so icky. And I have learned how to not do that as much this year by listening to podcasts, by following people who I really admire, who have more of that kind of energy, just by trusting myself more, you know, by not letting myself get worked up about certain things, going on lots and lots of walks. Those are the kinds of things that helped me. Again, I'm going to save this like deeper dive for another podcast episode, but hot diggity dog. Like, this has truly helped me more than any other investment. Again, coming back to time, coming back to energy, coming back to myself. I'm really excited to see where this continues to go for 2024, but I think it's a really important thing to recognize. Lesson learned and investment, right? Invest in yourself first and foremost. Okay, what are some worst investments? So here I won't be calling out people's names, because that would be douchey, but I will still tell you about some not so great investments. So the first one is just having people on the team that weren't a good fit, and not trusting myself when I realized they weren't a good fit. Not because there's anything wrong with the person, not because, you know, there's any single remote bad thing to say about them, but just purely from a business owner, founder, CEO perspective, you are driving a bus and there are seats on the bus. And if there are the wrong butts in the wrong seats, it's going to be a real freaking bumpy ride. And when I had initially brought someone on the team, I was super excited about it. There was a particular seat to fill and the person filled it perfectly. But very quickly, we were like, we got to change buses, right? And so that seat no longer made sense for that butt. And I kept trying to make it work for months. And it truly caused me so much stress, money. It just wasn't a good experience. And I really feel like I finally have learned my lesson. Since we've had a couple of people that we've kind of like tested out in the company, we do like a 30-day trial. And truly, like, I hate to say it, but as soon as I feel like this is just not it, this is not working, I let that person go. Or I say, you know, I got to be honest, this just isn't working out. And a lot of times it's not even a skill thing. It's an energy thing. Energy is so important to me because skills you can teach, but energy, personality, you know, drive, ambition, those kinds of things, like, you can't teach that. So that's really what I look for our team. You know, great communication, just the right fit, like the right fit. And that's so hard to put into words, but definitely have made wasted time and money last year on team members that weren't a good fit and keeping them for way too long. And there is something that a few of my friends actually sent me who knew I was struggling with this. And this is by Jasmine Starr, which I'm not a huge fan of, but she's like an online marketing person. And she had said something in an interview, something along the lines of like, the person who has got you, like, they might have worked for the first 30 days, but if by 90 days you think that they're not a good fit, they're not going to somehow become a good fit. It was something along those lines. And I had a few friends send that to me, like, you're past the 90-day mark, like, you need to make this call. And I didn't. And it kind of bit me in the butt. But here we are, you know, months later, kind of making it work with a very strong team currently. Okay, the next worst investment, I spent $2,500 on this email marketing program. And honestly, the shit that I took from it, I pretty much just like learned for free on the Woman's Podcast. And honestly, like, I hope the same for you. I hope that you learn more from me on this free podcast or in my content on social media and don't even pay me a dollar. And it's not that the program was bad. It was quite robust, but it's like everything that I personally needed, I already had learned on the podcast. And I was just talking to another friend about this, how much I hate like when you consume people's content and you're like, ooh, okay, cool. The paid version of this must be even better. And then it's not. And you're like, what the fuck did I just pay all this money? $2,500 was a lot of money. But again, it wasn't even so much that the content was terrible. It just was the way that the program was set up. I don't want to give too many details around it, but there ended up being a lot of like mean girl marketing within like coaches of the program. And I wasn't able to take advantage of quite a bit of what they offered because of some other things that went down. I don't really know how else to say it, but let's just say it was a freaking waste of $2,500. I should have just listened to like 3 or 4 podcasts and I would have learned everything I needed to learn about, you know, the specific way she was doing email marketing. All right. The other, basically, honestly, looking at my list here, the other worst investments, the next two are also about paying people I shouldn't have paid. And I think this is a big lesson that I learned for 2024. Is as much as I want to work with, like right now, I really want to work with 2 women who are kind of like in the coach advisory mentor space. I'm giving it months before I give them my money because, you know, I had paid a consultant I got super excited about last year, like thousands of dollars and then hundreds of dollars for, you know, calls and things like that. And every single call, I was like, she is just talking about herself. Like, I'm not leaving this call that I'm paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Like, one call was like an hour. It was like $700. Like, I'm not leaving this call with fucking anything, but just more information about her and her journey. It was infuriating. Like, am I supposed to take your life lessons and apply them to me? That's not what I'm paying you for. So that was super annoying. The other investment that I made was paying a business coach, again, that I stupidly got excited about. I was like, oh, I think I can use this. First of all, she's like 10 years younger than me. didn't even have the kind of business that I wanted. That was a huge mistake. So I'm not poo-pooing on her necessarily. I'm poo-pooing on my thinking about this investment. And I want to make that distinction really clear is, you know, for some people that email marketing program was life-changing. For some people that business consultant is life-changing. But for me, I jumped in way too fast and probably from a, I need to be like rescued here, or I'm not really clear on my values and what I'm looking for, and like, maybe you can help me. And I didn't connect to, oh my gosh, how much money this is. Am I really going to get a return on it? So the thing that I learned is really considering what's the return going to be on this investment and really taking my time vetting if I'm going to get a return. The business coach, who was, in my opinion, you know, too young to really give me proper advice. I mean, one thing she told me is that I should be spending like $3,000 a month on myself. Like personally treating myself. Like that's how much I spend on my mortgage. I have a child. I'm pregnant. I have a husband. I have a whole life. I mean, no matter how much money, even if I was making $100,000 a month, okay, maybe then I would spend like $3,000 on myself, but it made no sense. Some of the advice that she had told me, it was coming from just value misalignment, right? And if I had taken the time to really understand this person's values, and I had taken the time to really think about what do I need here, then I wouldn't have spent, you know, $1,000 for two phone calls where I got advice like spend $3,000 a month on myself. Like, okay, that's not moving the needle for me. And so I talk a lot with my friend Maxime, like literally all the time, about programs that we notice or we've paid for or coaches we've worked with or whatever that have just like not worked out. And she has a really cool thing going on, I think for like over a year now, where she's really, or about a year, she's like has a no buy rule. Like she's not buying shit. Because she has found how long, one, it takes to really vet people and really make sure that the thing that you're buying from them is going to actually help you. And two, that a lot of people are selling garbage. Like, that's the reality. And so I love her no buy rule, and I'm trying to implement it outside of like smaller masterclasses or something that I like absolutely need. I'm not making these big investments this year unless I have, you know, months and months and months of watching someone, making sure our values align, and months of case studies or proof, or just being really, really clear on this is a problem I have. I either can't solve it, or by working with you, I have pretty much guaranteed that this problem will get solved and it will save me time, right? And it will give me a return on investment. So I'm just being really, really picky with who I'm investing my money with this year. And I fully support you doing the same with me or with anybody. The other worst investment, I think, just again, kind of goes back to time, like overthinking decisions for the first half of the year, not having the confidence in myself. Like literally a year ago, I had all the ideas of doing what I'm doing now. And it wasn't until what, October, that I pulled the plug. So like I had sat on ideas and sat on things I wanted to do for 6-7 months, not because of any reason other than I had just been in a cycle of overthinking and in a cycle of trying to get other people to validate me and, you know, my ideas. Like I literally remember thinking, I just wish I could ask this person if they think it's a good idea. That's hard to admit. I wish that I had trusted myself way back then, because I would be in a very different position now. I feel like I'm still building, and I'm about to have a baby in literally less than 3 weeks. And I'm still in this build phase where I could have been building literally a year ago if I had trusted myself and not spent all this time overthinking. If I had taken action, if I had looked at the data myself and not just tried to, you know, get someone else's opinion on whether or not it was going to work, only to pay that person for their opinion and then have them just talk about themselves the whole time, right? So this is, I guess, my biggest lesson from 2023 is trust yourself. Just trust yourself. What's the worst that can happen? If it all fails, at least you tried. If it all burns down, at least you'll have the data and the information of this is what works and this is what doesn't. But if we're just sitting in our heads, just percolating around these ideas or begging for other people's opinions all day long, we're never going to get the actual information we need from potential customers, from our target audience, from the market to say, is this business idea viable? can this product be a success? You know, should I put my money here or put my money there or whatever? So I personally, I'm not afraid of failure. I don't look at any of the last year or so as failures. I always have looked at it as mistakes are your greatest teacher. And I shouldn't say always, I will say since like 2018, when I went through the IPET coaching school and heard that quote, and we really learned about shifting our perspectives around quote unquote mistakes and failures. So now I really don't see anything that I do as a failure. I'm always just like, does it work? Does it not work? What have I learned? How can I build from this? How can I pivot quickly? And that trusting in yourself, along with having data from taking action, that is the thing that has truly catapulted me, I feel like, in business in general. There have been a lot of things that have, you know, still slowed me down as well, but that is the thing that keeps me going. Like, honestly, if I have a bad day or a bad week, like, that's it. Like, it's crazy to say, like, I generally am so happy with the, you know, ups and downs of entrepreneurism. And I've been so blessed to be able to do all the things that I've been able to do and buy and have and, you know, support a team and all this kind of stuff because of a successful business. And that is because I don't let fear stop me. And best investments, worst investments, like, I just keep on trucking. So anyway, I hope that this was a helpful episode for you. Definitely check those show notes for some of those best investments of 2023, because I really believe in them. I wouldn't share any of those people or any of those programs or things with you if I didn't. And otherwise, I will see you guys on the next one.
Thanks so much for giving this episode a listen. If you enjoyed what you heard, please be sure to take a moment to rate or review us. You can also share us on social media. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag @DaringMade. We will happily personally thank you for sharing us with your friends. Also, don't forget to check out DaringMade.com for a whole library of incredible free digital resources for entrepreneurs just like you. We'll catch you in the next episode.